Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is it. You know, that's why we just did a one-year deal. Steelers didn't need to, you know, put any extra years on that or anything. So, you know, this was really about finishing with a lot of love and fun and peace for the career that I've had. I mean, I played 20 freaking years. You know, like, it's been a long run, and I've enjoyed it. And what better place to finish than in one of the cornerstone franchises of the NFL with Mike Tomlin and the great group of leadership and great guys in the city that, you know, expects you to win.
That's Aaron Rodgers. He's back on Pat McAfee, and he took a 1-year deal because he knows it's it. It's almost like he implied that there were teams offering multi-year deals.
Full of garbage.
But like literally, let's remind you, only one team really offered him anything, and that was the Steelers, and he signed a 1-year deal. But he said this is probably it for him, Jason. And then he's going off in the sunset, never to be seen again.
Yeah. He's so delusional. He loves the sound of his own voice. He can't stop mythologizing himself. I don't buy for a second that we're ever going to be rid of this guy as long as he's got buddies in the media like Pat McAfee and shoulders to cry on. And as long as he draws ratings or whatever he does, he had no other options. It's clear he wasn't excited about being in Pittsburgh. He wanted to wait for them to get Pickens out of there first before he arrived. He's going to throw Arthur Smith under the bus. It is all about him and not about this franchise whatsoever that he has no allegiances to. It's going to be a beautiful disaster, and I'm here for it.
I'll ask this question again. Did Mike Tomlin, Omar Khan, and the Rooneys think that they were an Aaron Rodgers away from winning the Super Bowl? Did they think they were an Aaron Rodgers away from winning their first playoff game in 9 years?
I have to ask again, like, what's the thought process of having him for a year before he retires?
It's stupid.
They win 8 games, and now you're resetting again next year.
And you have all those comp picks going your way and the third round picks and all that. You're not going to be high enough. It doesn't make any sense. They're just too stubborn that they won't have this transition year.
We've already had more press conferences than, you know, anything real he's done with this team. Here's the other
he's
thing.
He's all in though, Jason.
Yeah, right. We'll get to that in a second.
Well, that's my question though. Like, he missed the whole offseason. So he didn't even get the mental reps. I mean, maybe they sent him a playbook, but whatever. He's walking the earth, ayahuasca, this or that. He's got his own ideas about how much he needs to do in the summer. And it was pretty clear when he's making $40 million with the Jets, he didn't think he needed to be there for mandatory minicamp.
No.
So, like, as much as they might, like DK Metcalf and these other guys might need him on the field, he's going to practice when he feels like practicing, and he's going to do what he needs to do, what he thinks he needs to do, and that's going to be that. But that could be problematic given he doesn't know. This isn't even like with the idiot Hackett where at least they had run the same offense before and had bid together in Green Bay, right? And they went and brought a whole bunch of receivers over to the Jets who had played with them before. They've got none of this going for them there.
Well, au contraire, Jason, because Aaron Rodgers on Pat McAfee today said he's all in with the Steelers.
I mean, I think it's not really can't go out like this. It's I love the game, and there's been a beautiful relationship. It was my first love when I was 6 years old, dreaming about playing quarterback and you know, being in a Super Bowl and winning the Super Bowl. You know, I think I wanted to be all in, and I had so many other things going on in my life that were taking my mind and my energy elsewhere. And that's why I appreciated how Mike was the entire time, just being able to have those conversations, honest conversations every single week was really meaningful to me. And the way that I was welcomed in was really cool. I wanted to be there for mini camp once, you know, I decided I was going to be all in. But I didn't need this, you know. I didn't need it at all. I don't feel the need to prove anything to anybody or don't have any chip on my shoulder that I need to hold on to. I don't want the attention. I know that's a narrative out there. When this is all done, you won't, it's Kaiser Sosa. You won't see me. I won't be in the public.
God, I hope
I don't want to live a public life. That's why it's so strange what's going on right now with my private life, because I don't want to live. I don't want to live a life in the public eye. I'm not going to be in the public eye. When this is done, I'm done, and you won't see me. And I'm looking forward to that. But while I'm in it, and this, for this year, I'm going to give the Steelers everything that I got.
Well, that was a lot of something. He's all in, Jason, and then he's going to disappear like Kaiser Sose.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I don't believe him for one second. He's already flirted with networks. Like, that's been reported on, that he's had his agents float out there. Hey, I see the money you're giving Brady and these guys. I want some of that. Now, according to the reporting, and it's been by pretty reputable media reporters, nobody wants anything to do with him. But you don't think Barstool or somebody would give him a play? Like, don't buy any of this for a minute. Don't buy any of this. Nothing about this guy is legitimate.
Doesn't McAfee pay him $1 million a year to come on with him?
Like, but I mean, you'd think that's tied to him still being a player. Maybe. But like, the idea that he truly will live in a jungle in a hut, smoking whatever off the grid, his ego is fueled by this. He needs this. He craves it. He'd be lost without people talking about him as much as he tries to act like he's the smartest guy in the room who's above the fray. He is the fray. He needs the fray.
Yeah, that's why he goes on McAfee every single week and says outrageous stuff, and it gets us talking, it gets national media headlines, all of that. It's calculated.
I know Bone has told us that he always hated Aaron Rodgers.
Always.
I have to admit, like, I was a huge Aaron Rodgers guy.
I was.
It's the heel turn that he's taken, and I know he doesn't care, and he's made more money than his children's children will know what to do with. But it is amazing to me sometimes that guys decide they want to go this route. Like, he was, I guess, the guy that preceded him in Green Bay is very similar.
Oh,
quite frankly.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so that they've emulated each other.
Unholy
in many ways.
Alliance.
Yeah.
Good on them, I guess.
It's something.
Bring it on. Bring on the chaos. I'm here for it.
Dude, I hope the Jets just absolutely blow them out.
Can you imagine if Justin Fields
harass him constantly? Justin Fields goes off. It would be chef's kiss.
Because isn't that more a Justin Fields revenge game than it is a Aaron Rodgers revenge game?
For sure.
Like, the Jets gave Aaron Rodgers every opportunity.
Oh, but you know this guy. I mean, come on. The whole week's going to be all about it. It's everything is about him.
Yeah. It's not about him,
it's
though, Jason.
It's always about him.
He's dreamed of this.
And then they play the Packers on Sunday Night Football. Oh, that'll be fun.
Where is that game in Green Bay?
I'm not positive, to be honest. I got to look it up.
I know man. Anyway, hey.
It's in Pittsburgh.
Hey, coming up at 4:30, Buck Showalter is joining the show. Curious to get his thoughts. He was in New York doing the game for Roku, Orioles and Yankees, so he got to see the Orioles up close with his thoughts on this team. But coming up next, we're here from the people, 410-583-1057. You buying Trevor Rodgers? What do you think of Jackson Holliday? We can talk some Ravens as well. Also, we have some notes on the Orioles. They got a couple guys on the taxi squad that are interesting for different reasons. We'll get you that, too, next here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.